Okay. And where would you grow them?
In my yard.
Okay. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to someone, would you just, what's that?
Yeah, sure, it's smelling good.
Okay. Would you just, what's that?
I just have to go get some of it.
Okay. Did you tell them to smell it or smell of it?
Smell of it.
Uh-huh. Is that what you'd say?
No, I want to eat it. I don't want to smell it. I want to eat it. It's good and I like it.
And you'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is, if it's real, you'd say, this is gin. If something's real, it's not artificial, what might you say?
Oh, this is good. It's a
okay.
good syrup.
It's genuine.
Did you ever say, did you ever use the word genuine or genuine?
Never did.
And if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you say you were buying it in what?
In pound.
Okay. Did you ever say in bulk or in bulk? What about buying something loose? Did you ever hear that?
Buying something loose.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
Well, I just have to go in and get a bag of sugar, bag of flour,
uh-huh.
a lot of canned goods, all that loose to see.
Mm-hmm. And what would you have to put on toast or biscuits in the morning?
Butter.
And what sweet do you put on it?
Well, I don't put no sweet on mine. I got jelly. I put jelly on if I wanted to. I love jelly. I put jelly and bread every morning.
What do you have on the table to season your food with?
Well, I have enough with black pepper and salt. And that's all I use. I don't put all that old stuff. Black pepper and salt. That's all I use. I use garlic, stuff like that,
uh-huh.
for celery. I can use all that to season my food with.
Say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you. What would he say to you? If there's a bowl of apples and a child wants one, he'd say,
Mama, can I have an apple? Or can I have an apple?
Okay. And you say, he doesn't live here. He lives way... Where?
Way down the streets.
Or way over...
Over across the way.
Huh?
Over across the way.
Did you ever say over yonder or over yonder?
There's some, I say, over yonder, over yonder. I think I'm just supposed to go back around the corner or somewhere like that.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you're not rich, you're you're what?
I'm poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
It was rich.
We're talking about his father being rich. Next door was a child, what? Father was rich.
Oh, yeah.
Next door was a child.
His father was rich.
Okay, say the whole thing. Next door was a child.
Oh, next door, the child's father was rich, man.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you'd say you have a peach.
Say that one?
If you have a lot of peach trees growing, you'd call that a peach, what?
Peach pasta.
Okay. And say if you left an apple lying around and it dried up, you'd say the skin of that dried apple was all...
Dried up.
It'd get all smaller and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say it was all...
All dried up.
Did you ever say swiveled or shriveled?
No, I never said, I said dried up. I never said that.
Okay. And a citrus fruit that grows in South Texas, what's the kind of fruit that grows down in Florida or Texas?